Pope Francis is convening a summit of scientists and religious leaders at the Vatican this week to discuss the threat that climate change poses to the world's poorest people. It comes as the Pope prepares for a major encyclical on the ecology. Father Timothy Radcliffe from the UK is one of the Catholic world's leading thinkers and writers, and he's a former leader of the Dominicans. He's been in Australia recently. What does he think the encyclical will contain?
One of the first things that the Pope is likely to do is to remind us that we're animals, we're part of nature, and that if we rip to pieces the delicate web of ecology, then we're going to damage ourselves. I'd have thought the second thing that I would expect him to say is we have to learn to think in the long term. A lot of our culture is very short term. Politicians just think of the next election, and economists think of the next financial year, and industries think about the immediate profit. And so our whole culture is tempted to think in the short term.
Well, I think you've said, Father Radcliffe, that our whole culture is determined by the dominant metaphor of consumption.
Exactly. Whereas what we have to discover is that we live by the mutuality of nature, and if we destroy it, we hurt ourselves.
Is this statement something that you also hope will continue that reconciliation that Pope Francis, but also yourself, have been working towards between science and faith? I mean, you've written about the absolute compatibility of the two.
Absolutely. One of the core beliefs of Christianity is in reason. We believe in reason. Scientific reason is in no way an enemy of faith. I'd have thought the other thing that's really important for this encyclical is people are a bit inclined to shut their eyes and just try and pretend that nothing's going to happen. The challenge is so big that we might be tempted by despair. And we have to realise that we can do something.
One of the other challenges, though, that this papal statement on the ecology will pose is its embrace of scientific climate change. I think you've said there are many, many conservative Catholics out there who, for political reasons, for ideological reasons, have not embraced climate change. I mean, what kind of challenge is their Pope's statement going to pose to them?
Well, I think any papal statement will have the same sort of challenge, whatever you're addressing. A lot of papal statements over the last 50 years have addressed peace, have condemned the death penalty, and in all these cases, you will find that there are going to be some Catholics who don't agree and who reject it. And that's fine. I think the question, Andrew, is whether when you have disagreement, you can have a rational discussion. That's the crucial thing.
I'm thinking, though, of Catholic politicians on the Republican right in the United States, and also one or two here in Australia who have said that climate change, well, I won't use the exact phrase, but they've said it's baloney.
Well, they have to look at the evidence. It's a scientific question, and we have to therefore rely largely on what the scientists say. And the vast majority of scientists have absolutely no doubt that human activity is damaging our climate, and it could have catastrophic effects.
The Catholic writer, Father Timothy Radcliffe, you can hear more from him in a future Religion and Ethics report.